Welcome to this place of worship on a silent and holy night. Whether all is calm and bright for you this day or not, you are welcome here in this sacred space. I am Pastor Audrey Hollenberg Duffy, and I am one of your worship leaders tonight alongside Pastor Tim. We also have many others assisting in worship tonight, so thank you to all who are sharing your gifts to make this service special. Later in worship, we will take a special offering that will go to support Brethren Disaster Ministries, an organization that rebuilds homes as well as provides services to children directly impacted by disaster. We just had a group come back from one of these trips, so you are invited to give generously to this important ministry. As we tell this old, familiar story once again, the symbol of light and color will be our guide. The tree on the Christmas, on the communion table, will display different lights as we move through the Christmas story, adding meaning and beauty to this space. Tonight, we welcome the Christ child called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God draws near to you. And so let us worship, welcoming God into our hearts once again.
Please stand as you are able and hear these words from Isaiah 9 as they call us into this worship of light, word, and song. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with righteousness and justice from this time onward and forevermore. Join me in prayer. God who comes, our hearts anticipate and our ears strain to hear the words of the angels proclaiming peace and goodwill. As we hear this old familiar story, make it reverberate anew that we might see it in a new light. We stand on the cusp, on the threshold of something new, the fulfillment of peace, hope, joy, and love. Be our fulfillment this night, holy God. Amen.
Advent Word by Roddy Hamilton. It is ancient, as old as the first word, for it is the first word ever spoken by a God who was feeling the divine voice for the first time. Its sound has taken many forms through the ages, but it speaks still the single truth it always has. Some hear it beating swords into plowshares. Others hear it hammering spears into pruning hooks. And still others hear the original word that shaped these others, the first word, the word love.
Red, the color of love, of passion. It's bold and attention-getting. Red is one of those primary colors of Christmas. Maybe because at Christmas we celebrate the love that comes to dwell. Scripture reminds us that God is love, and that we only know love because God first loves us. God's love came and first taught us love. From the foundation of the world, there was love. And so we must begin the Christmas story with love. Hear these words from 1 John 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. We love because he first loved us. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also.
Joy of that tiny boy.
purple is a luxurious color, often used to clothe the royal and elite in first century Palestine. It's the color of kings, of the rich, of Jesus. Jesus was born into a family that traced its lineage to King David. So when Emperor Augustus decreed all should return to their homeland for the census, Mary and Joseph were required to travel to Bethlehem, the city of David. The angel tells Mary that this baby she will carry will be great, worthy of his Davidic ancestry. He will be called Son of the Most High and will have a vast and expansive kingdom. Yet he is born in a town that has no room for him. Jesus is not born into the life of luxury and comfort, but struggle, and into a world that would not know him. Royal, yes, but wielding a power unlike the kings of the world. Hear these words from Luke 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Sheep and shepherds, hear the story.
We see green all over this time of year. Christmas trees, wreaths, lights. Green is that color of stability, of sustenance, and the evergreen. By this time of year, most trees have lost their color, but not so the evergreen. It endures season after season. The shepherds living in the green fields near Bethlehem were doing what they knew best, what they did season after season. They were tending their sheep in the field when they witnessed that unexpected event. An angel of the Lord came to them proclaiming of a new shepherd, one that would tend his people and invite them to the peace of green pastures, still waters. Tonight, we are invited to also hear the good news that we are cared for, nourished by the good shepherd, as are all of God's people. Even in seemingly mundane moments, God might burst in to be with us if we have ears to hear and eyes to see. Hear these words from Luke 2. In that region, there were shepherds living in fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. When the angel had left them, gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
join me in prayer. Gracious God, this Christmas Eve, we are glad to gather in the beauty of this sanctuary to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. We are glad to be among friends, sisters, and brothers in the faith. We are glad to enjoy an evening of quiet peace which beckons us into your presence. For God, in this season of cheerful chaos, we long for those still waters and green pastures. Tonight we are keenly aware of our need to pause and hear the story of your love for us. But God, we also hold in our hearts those who are not with us and need to feel your peace, hope, joy, and love. For those who feel surrounded by their enemies, bring peace. For those in the deepest and darkest of valleys, bring hope. For those overwhelmed with fear, bring joy. And for those feeling consumed by evil, bring love. With the story of Christmas in our hearts, may we boldly share good news of peace, hope, joy, and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
is the color of peace, a word that the angels hope to evoke when they tell the shepherds, "Do not be afraid." The angels come in a startling way, but the news that they bring is good. So we turn our eyes to the blue sky, for the heavens tell of God's glory and proclaim God's handiwork. From the heavens came the voices of angels proclaiming good news of great joy. The Messiah comes from heaven to earth to be with us. The Prince of Peace is here. Your salvation is here, and with it, great joy. Hear these words from Luke 2. But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in the manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
From Matthew 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the high priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Christmas Eve, is an above and beyond kind of night. The Magi bring these luxurious items to the Holy Family. God goes way overboard, sending a piece of God's self to us. And so now, we have an opportunity to give above and beyond. Many of you calculate wisely your giving to the church and other charities. You know your plan. And Christmas Eve likely is not a part of your planning. It's an above and beyond kind of night. Tonight's offering will go to support the work of Brethren Disaster Ministries, which rebuilds communities following disaster events. Several of our own members just returned from Jacksonville's hurricane rebuild. So consider tonight going above and beyond as we support this vital work. The ushers will now come forward. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for going above and beyond for your people. We feel overwhelmed by your generous self-giving, and we thank you for Jesus the Christ, for what he means to us, what he teaches us, and his sacrifice for us. Receive these gifts as above and beyond our normal giving pattern, and use them to further the transforming ministry of disaster relief. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope always starts small. A seed in the ground, an outstretched hand, a flame in the dark. There's something outrageous about hope. Radical hope is the ability to see beyond the boundaries of what is currently believed possible. Hope requires an imagination, the ability to say yes to miracles, to travel to a distant homeland, to see a future filled with God's justice and peace. For a seed becomes a tree. An outstretched hand becomes love. A flame can warm a home, and hope is born. Hopes and fears of all the years are met in the birth of a child, a humble king, a servant savior, the Messiah we have been waiting for. Hear these words from Luke 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. The Christmas Spirit by Anne Weems. The Christmas spirit is that hope which tenaciously clings to the hearts of the faithful and announces in the face of any Herod the world can produce and all the indoors slammed in our faces and all the dark nights of the soul that with God all things still are possible, that even now unto us a child is born.
Thank you.
And so with all of these colors and meanings, symbols of what Christ means for us, love, lordship, eternal life, extravagant generosity, now we come to a moment in the Christmas story where we reflect on the intimacy of a God who craves a relationship with each of us. And through the elements of communion, we form a pattern for reconnecting with our Lord. For whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And so now I invite us to pause in silence under the glow of the colorful lights and consider the birth of Christ and its meaning for you. Lord Jesus, coming again this Christmas, you are light and you shine even into the darkest places of our lives. With the arrival of this light, we pause, we confess, and we turn to renew our relationship and covenant with you and these, our brothers and sisters. Amen. And so all of us who are in love and fellowship in the family of God, who do truly and earnestly repent of our sins, who humbly put our trust in Christ so that we might walk in newness of life, all are invited to draw near to God and receive this holy communion to our comfort through Jesus Christ our Lord. I invite the deacons to bring forward the bread. Symbol of Christ's body, fully present with us, his people. And this Christmas, may we remember that in flesh and blood, Jesus came, forgoing divine mystery to be known by us. And yet, he also fully sacrificed his body for our sake, that we might know his love. The bread is a living symbol of Emmanuel, God with us. The deacons will disperse the bread. I invite you to hold it until all are served. Thank you. Join me in prayer. As we take this bread into our bodies tonight, O God, may we be reminded of your body, a body much like our own and yet holy and righteous given for us. Amen. We share together the blessing of the bread. The bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. Take and eat.
The juice is a symbol of Christ's blood, a sign that Jesus was fully alive, fully human, yet his blood was spilt. That last night he took the cup, gave thanks, and announced to the disciples, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink from it, all of you." The deacons will pass the cup, and you're invited to hold the cup until all are served.
Thank you.
Join me in prayer. As we remember the new covenant you established through Christ, O God, may we be renewed in mind, body, and spirit in order to proclaim the promise and power you give to all of your disciples. Amen. Let's share together in the blessing of the cup.
The cup which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ.
Take and drink. Having now taken the bread and the cup, we are participants in the incarnation of Christ. For in taking in the body and the blood of Jesus, he now becomes a part of us, and we participate in his body. Sisters and brothers, honor the birth of our Savior by being participants in the body of Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not by blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but by God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Tonight, we are reminded once again, that God's presence is near, that the true light comes into the world and overcomes our darkness. The challenge for us now is to receive this heavenly light, to invite this baby to make his home in us, knowing that to do so means we will never be the same. In his presence, we may quake like the shepherds, but may we also accept the invitation to come and see what God has done and to join in with the alleluias of the angels. In the presence of God's redeeming grace born this night, receive the light, a light that is meant to be held, meant to be shared with a world so in need of the true light of Christ.
Thank you.
the darkness, the brighter the light shines. For love refuses to be extinguished by despair. Resilience and hope cannot be quenched while the light of love burns steadily, fueled by courage and by compassion. Look for the light, and there you will find love.
And so now go out into the night with good news of great joy. Your light has come. Jesus Christ is born.
I thought we did wonderful.